Welcome to Automate IT Tech Talk, the podcast that dives deep into the world of smart manufacturing and automation. Join us as we explore the cutting-edge technologies and trends revolutionizing the manufacturing industry. From IoT and AI to robotics and data analytics, we cover it all. I'm your host, Travis Elser, and in today's episode, we're focusing on one of the hottest topics in the U.S., the impending tariffs. How are these impending tariffs going to affect your operations, and how can streamlining your processes help you navigate these challenges? Joining me today is my co-host, Dallas Horde, with Automate IT. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of Automate IT Tech Talk. I'm your host, Travis Seltzer, and with me today, as always, my co-host, Dallas Horde. How's it going today, bud?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. You know, today's episode is going to be a big one because we're going to talk about some things that some very important topics that are making waves across the automotive industry. You know, we're going to be talking about new tariffs, government regulations, and really, what does that mean for manufacturers and suppliers?
That's right. I mean, as a manufacturer, a supplier, or in the automotive adjacent industry, this episode is going to be for you. We're going to break down a few things. Latest tariff changes, how they impact supply chains, new government regulations that are making compliance tougher, and how companies are adapting to the new technology and to advanced automation. And most importantly, how you can stay ahead. Plus, we'll be talking about the upcoming AIT webinar on April 30th that you don't want to miss.
Yep.
So just kind of jumping right in, you know, let's get into it. You know, one of the biggest shakeup in the automotive world right now and beyond, to be quite honest, is the impact of these impending new tariffs. You know, it's the dirty word, right? I don't even know how many letters that is. It's a dirty word. And nobody wants to talk about it. And we've been having some very frank conversations with our customers. You know, once again, the OEMs, the end users, it's going to affect everybody. So we're seeing specifically these changes hitting tier one and tier two suppliers pretty hard. So what are you seeing on that front?
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's no surprise to see that global trade policies are changing and shifting. You know, you see the United States, we make a move, and then another country makes a move based on what we did. And so, you know, the United States, we have some impending tariffs that we are trying to figure out when are they going to be executed. But, you know, on raw materials, electrical components, you know, and then a lot of even automotive specific parts that are coming from China and Mexico and the EU. And so this is going to mean, you know, increased costs for suppliers and manufacturers.
Right, exactly. And so it's not just about higher prices. Right. It's about availability as well, especially looking where all these things are coming, like you mentioned before. So a lot of these materials are now going to be subject to longer lead times, which means production delays, higher costs, pressures on labor laws, on margins. You know, if you're an automotive supplier, everything we've talked about is a huge deal.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're looking at some of these tariffs and talking with some companies, you know, one of the things that they're still trying to figure out, and I think even the current administration is trying to figure out, is many of these components that are manufactured, you know, just across the border, they're manufactured in Mexico, but they come back across the border to get something else, you know, another part of the production process will happen there, and then it'll go back over the border. And so they're trying to determine, you know, are we going to get hit with tariffs multiple times? Are there going to be even more regulations that cause our production process to be, you know, even longer? And so there's a lot of fears out there and a lot of unknowns, just trying to understand how is this truly going to affect, you know, what we're doing. And that's just the tariffs. You know, on top of that, there's increased government regulations. You know, there's emission standards, labor laws, cybersecurity compliance. And, you know, when you take this group of all these different things that manufacturers have to deal with, it's a lot of pressure. And a lot of companies are trying to figure out, you know, what do we focus on? What do we do next?
Yeah, I mean, on top of all the tariffs and the regulations and all this, you hit the nail on the head just now. You're talking about process engineering. Mm-hmm. They're having to rethink their whole process from supply chain all the way through to finished product.
Right.
And talk about daunting in a time frame, right? They're trying to fit this in a tight box, because the bottom line is, we expect, as a company, we expect our bottom line to not only never dip, but to keep increasing, right? And with that said, you're talking about some in these instances, especially in the automotive industry, you're talking about some processes that are set in stone.
That's right.
They've never changed in the last 20 years, you know, minimum. You know, walking into some of the facilities, you're like, man, I think this process is right before I was born, you know? And so you're talking about, you know, manufacturing process engineering. You know, that's a huge overlaying topic. So, but, you know, on top of all that, let's not forget ESG mandates, you know, environmental, social, and governance regulations, you know, which are becoming a must-have for automakers. Mm-hmm. You know, they have been a must-have. You know, that's nothing new, but they're increasing. Things are always evolving. And so there's a lot of moving targets for all these large OEMs. So, you know, if you're not meeting these new standards, you're losing contracts.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the reality is that, you know, a lot of suppliers and manufacturers are feeling stuck because of all of this. You know, if you don't comply, then there's going to be penalties for, you know, some of the non-compliance. But if you do comply, then you know that your bottom line is taking a hit, because there's a cost to meeting all of these new regulations and incurring the new tariff costs. And so what a lot of manufacturing facilities are wondering is, how do we do all this while still maintaining our profitability?
Right. And, you know, that's, in a nutshell, that's called, you have to adapt, right?
That's right.
You have to adapt, you have to change, you have to be fluid, but it within your processes, you have to allow the flexibility to make changes, not be as rigid. So, you know, some are shifting their sources in their strategies, looking outside of China, of course, looking outside of the EU, of course, to places like Mexico, India, Vietnam. Others are investing in automation to offset costs, you know. But the main thing is, they're looking at, what's it going to take to, once again, keep that bottom line where we want it, keep it increasing, while reducing our risk of those tariffs, the impact of those tariffs, and moving that manufacturing back to the U.S.
Yeah.
Which, you know, long term, it's phenomenal. That's what we want, right? Mm-hmm. And that is what's going to make us strong as an economy, for sure. And not trying to go off topic, not trying to get political by any means. That's not where I'm at. But all of these things, to get to that finish line, we have to process engineer that.
That's right.
It has to be looked at. It has to be dissected. And it has to be modified to get us where we want to go as quick as humanly possible.
That's right.
So, you know, I would say a big trend is digital transformation.
That's right.
And that's, you know, what are you seeing on that front?
Yeah. Digital transformation is a big trend. And is not even, and I'll come back to the digital transformation, but like you just mentioned with automation, you know, that is also another way that manufacturers, they are looking at what parts of our process that may be very manual right now, where it's maybe a repetitive action over and over and over that an operator or somebody on the manufacturing line is doing right now. It's become a real bottleneck, and it slowed us down. And so a lot of manufacturing facilities are looking at, how can we automate that? You know, for example, I was just talking to a facility just the other day where they're welding some tanks, and these tanks are 200 pounds, and it takes the operators quite a lot of effort and strength, but also takes a lot of time to flip these over, and so that they can weld and manually navigate these tanks where they need them to go. And so what they're doing is, they're having us look at ways of, hey, how can we automate this process? And so it's aside from the automation part of it, which is huge, like you mentioned, digital transformation is a big part of what companies, one of the ways that companies are trying to mitigate all these additional costs, you know. And so if you start thinking about visibility into production, how many units are we producing per hour? How much scrap are we producing? What's our availability? You know, we can get into the buzzword OEE right there. You know, what is our OEE? It's a really good indication of how well we are producing out on the plant floor. But then you also have monitoring your assets. You know, if we have sensors that are monitoring specific processes and they can tell us that, hey, we are about to get out of it outside of a threshold that is going to indicate that we're about to have an unplanned downtime event, being able to have that monitoring capabilities is huge, because downtime is huge. And so, and then you even think about quality management systems that will help you find where you have a quality issue as early as possible versus finding it when the product is at completion and now you've run thousands of units and they all have to either be reworked or they're all turned into scrap. And so, you know, the idea is simple here. If you can lower costs, if you're going to have higher costs externally, what can you do internally to mitigate those costs?
And that's exactly where the technology comes in, right? It's you know, we're seeing companies invest in real-time production monitoring, in predictive maintenance, in automated quality control to improve that efficiency and reduce the waste. So, you know, if a supplier can cut downtime or reduce scrap, you know, how does that impact them?
No, exactly. I mean, think about this. If, you know, I think one of the ways that a lot of what holds back a lot of manufacturing facilities is they just are not sure, you know, if we bring in this software, if we bring in this certain solution, you know, what's our ROI? Because a lot of manufacturing facilities, maybe they don't have a baseline. Maybe they don't even understand, you know, what is their current production rate right now? What is their current scrap rate? But, you know, and that's where we love to get in and dig into the metrics and the KPIs that they are tracking, you know, because we have an amazing team, not just on our side, but with our partners that, you know, can do these value engineering workshops that can help you understand, here's the impact of your current business. Here's what the cost of the solution would be. And then here's your expected return on investment. And now you have all the information in your hands to know, okay, this is actually a really wise thing to do moving forward. But I mean, you think about it, you can cut downtime by 20%, or if you can reduce scrap rates by 15%, you know, these are some substantial savings that can help offset some of the costs that we're going to see with some of the impending tariffs. Because a lot of manufacturing facilities right now, they're trying to figure out, what do we do with these increased costs? Are we gonna eat all these costs from the tariffs? Are we gonna pass some of the costs on to the consumer? And you have to be very strategic about what you do there, because your competitors are gonna be doing different things. And it's going to have a big impact on the market.
Absolutely, and it's like anything else in history, in business. Every perceived negative is going to have a silver lining. Now, where you are on that side of the coin is going to determine the height your company rises to during that time.
That's right.
And, you know, make no bones about it. There is going to be massive jumps in technology, massive jumps in production, massive jumps in quality over this time period.
That's right.
You just need to make sure that you're on the right side of the coin on it. And you know, really the solutions that can bring that to it are, you know, programs like the Plex UMSs, you know, preventative maintenances, the APM solutions that we've talked about. And, you know, once again, we'll be hitting more on that on our webinar on April 30th. And I don't want to get too far into it today, but just know that it all starts with a conversation.
That's right.
You know, we're not saying, hey, here's your solution in a box. You know, have fun, you know, here's your software, go ahead and use it. No, it's nothing like that. And what I love about how we go out things is we kind of take the approach that it's not, we don't know your problems. We don't know what we don't know. When we come into it, every customer is treated differently.
That's right.
Meaning that we come into it and we just ask questions, and we sit down, we say, what's important to you is important to us, right?
Yeah, I think where we do a good job there is we have a natural curiosity to understand your business. You know, we have a saying that, you know, first person to talk about a product gets to buy lunch for the day. And so we don't come in pitching solutions or talking about specific solutions until we have a full understanding of where your business, you know, your current state, what are you guys doing now? What is the desired future state? And then what is your, even beyond from there, look like? What is your 2-year, 3-year, 5-year goal look like? And then we find solutions that match your current state to your future state and where you guys are wanting to be. And you really can't do that if you go in and you just start pitching certain solutions or certain pieces of software. So I believe that we do it the right way that provides solid results for, you know, the businesses that we work with.
Absolutely. And with that methodology, it honestly, it shortens the time frame to implementation.
Right.
And get it right the first time, right?
Yep.
It never fails. You're going to have a lot of solution providers out there that are going to tell you, hey, this fits everybody. This is your solution in a box. There's no such thing.
That's right.
Especially if I've learned anything in my time in the manufacturing sector, no way.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit more about this webinar coming up. We've touched on it a little bit, teased a little bit. So, you know, it's something that every OEM, every end user manufacturer needs to check out. And it is going to be specific to the automotive industry, just because we know that is going to be impacted so heavily. But really anybody that is, you know, in the metals, steel industry, you could name off
electrical components,
you name it. There's going to be a lot of folks that would find value in this. So it's happening April 30th from 11:30 to 1:30 Central. We've got some big names joining us.
Yes, we do. We are lucky enough to have Bill Sarver from Rockwell Automation. He is a senior subject matter expert in the automation industry, in the automotive industry. And, you know, he is a guy that everybody goes to when they're trying to understand, hey, what's happening currently in the automotive industry? What trends are forcing businesses to make changes? And, you know, what should we be looking to here in the future? And so he's going to be able to talk about, you know, what's currently happening. He's going to be able to, you know, talk to, you know, what are some manufacturers preparing in advance for the impending tariffs? And so that's going to be a great discussion. And then we're also going to have some of the team from Plex with us. And we'll be able to talk about some of the solutions that Plex provides within their ecosystem, you know, for maybe quality or production monitoring or asset monitoring, you know, to give some facilities just something to think about. Hey, here's some things that may help us, you know, as we're looking to maybe reduce some of our costs out in our facility.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like we talked about before. These are just examples of possible solutions. We're not saying it's going to fit your need per se. We'll find that out once we dig a little deeper with you after the webinar. But, you know, this event is specifically designed for the VPs out there, for the directors, the managers, the maintenance managers, the plant management. So it hits a lot of strikes a lot of chords with a lot of different folks. And, you know, so if you're struggling with supply chain disruptions or the impending supply chain disruption, cost pressures, regulatory compliance, hey, this webinar is going to be built for you.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, don't forget, we need to mention that it does come, you know, by signing up and registering and attending our webinar, we will provide you with a $25 lunch e-gift card. So that is also really nice. So you get to learn from an expert in the industry, or, you know, listen to an expert in the industry that's probably going to confirm a lot of things that you may already know, but you may learn some things. And you'll get expert insights from the Plex team and, you know, from our team. And so you get all that and you get a free lunch, so to speak.
Yeah, hey, there is a free lunch. That's awesome. Right. Hey, I don't think we get the free lunch.
No.
Oh, come on now. So
makes sense. Yeah.
So, once again, register and attend. The best way to do that is to go to automateit.net, go to our live events tab at the top of the page, and you'll be able to register right there. Super easy. You'll be able to pick out which e-gift card you like, whether it's a DoorDash, Uber Eats, Pizza Hut, those will be sent out to your email. It'll ask for a good email address, of course, for you. And we'll send those out to you immediately following the webinar. So, you know, we'll kind of wrap it up a little bit here. Man, we could talk about this for hours. We don't want to We don't want to have one of the Joe Rogan podcasts. We're just talking about that, right? We're not the 3 hours.
Three and a half hours long, yeah.
I wish I could, you know, have that luxury. But, you know, today we did cover a lot. We touched on a lot of topics today that we'll dive deeper into on the webinar. But tariffs, regulations, you know, how companies are adapting, so on and so forth. So, once again, if you're in the automotive manufacturing or any of the manufacturing out there right now, to be honest with you, or supply chain management, now's the time to be proactive.
Absolutely. You know, if I were to think about some of the key takeaways just from our discussion here and that we'll move on to in the webinar, it's, you know, regulations are not going anywhere. You know, tariffs aren't going anywhere. And, you know, the reality is that there's always going to be outside pressures that are forcing the manufacturing industry to change. And, you know, companies that invest in automation or that invest in solutions that give them visibility, real-time visibility into what's happening in the plant floor in their business, you know, those are the organizations that are going to have the competitive edge.
For sure. And of course, best way to stay ahead, I'm going to beat it into the ground. Come join that webinar. It's going to be insightful. It's going to be, we always have a lot of fun doing those as well. So join us on April 30th. Once again, register at automateit.net. Don't miss this chance to hear from the industry experts once again. So, you know, Dallas, I believe that's it for today. I do want to say thank you to our listeners. As always, stay ahead of the game, be proactive, and we'll talk to you soon on the next Automate IT Tech Talk.
Well, that wraps up this episode of Automate IT Tech Talk. Today, we explored the impacts of tariffs and manufacturing. Don't forget to subscribe to Automate IT Tech Talk on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify so you never miss an episode. We'd also love to hear from you, so share your thoughts, questions, or ideas for future topics by leaving a comment or review. Thank you for joining us as we dive into the cutting edge of smart manufacturing and automation. Until next time, keep innovating, stay prepared, and let's continue to drive the future of manufacturing together.